In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Table fellowship is an important biblical concept. Our own Dr. Just, among many other biblical scholars, has written extensively on that subject. Who you eat and who you drink with shows who you're in fellowship with. Table fellowship was a consistent theme in the ministry of Jesus. He ate and he drank with many different types of people, tax collectors, sinners, Pharisees, and disciples. Meals with Jesus on earth were foretastes of the banquet with God in heaven. And that's an important statement. Because of our sins, we deserve to be excluded from that banquet of salvation here in time and hereafter in eternity. We deserve to be sent to the eternal bed of damnation without our supper, if you will. But God the Father sent His Son in our place. The Father had a choice. He could exclude us, very guilty sons and daughters, from his table, or he could exclude his holy, beloved Son. Jesus was left to choke down the bread of affliction and to drain the cup of God's bitter wrath, just so that you and I could be given his place at the Father's table. In Holy Communion, Jesus comes to dine with us today. And the truth is, we are no less dining with Jesus at this table than the people in our text were dining with him. But is it perhaps a misapplication of this text to find the sacrament of the altar here when it really isn't specifically mentioned? Hardly. Both the Large Catechism and the Formula of Concord cite this very text from Matthew chapter 9 in reference to Holy Communion. So who's coming? Who's coming this morning for dinner? Who does Jesus say should come to his table now to eat his body and drink his blood? The sick, not the healthy. The sinners, not the righteous. Those who see that God desires to be merciful to sinners instead of getting sacrifices from them. Listen to how this text applies, or how we apply this text, the Holy Communion, in the Large Catechism. Meanwhile, on your part, you ought to be induced by your own need, which hangs around your neck, and which is the very reason for this command, invitation, and promise. For Christ himself says, "The well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick." That is, those who labor and are burdened with sin, the fear of death, and the attacks of the flesh and the devil. If you are burdened and feel your weakness, go joyfully to the sacrament, and let yourself be refreshed, comforted, and strengthened. For if you wait until you are rid of your burden in order to come to the sacrament purely and worthily, you will have to stay away forever. Therefore, the only ones who are unworthy are those who do not feel their burdens nor admit to being sinners. And then in the Formula of Concord, the Evangelical Lutheran Church confesses, "The true and worthy guests for whom this precious sacrament above all was instituted and established are the Christians who are weak in faith, fragile and troubled, who are terrified in their hearts by the immensity and number of their sins, and think that they are not worthy of this precious treasure and the benefits of Christ because of their great impurity. who feel the weakness of their faith and deplore it, and who desire with all their heart to serve God with a stronger, more resolute faith and purer obedience. As Christ says, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Can you hear the pure, sweet gospel for sinners in those words? Do you see that this gospel is what makes the Pharisees so upset? The Pharisees couldn't understand how Jesus could break bread with tax collectors and sinners, people who didn't do at all what they did. They really did do their very best to keep God's law. They really did tithe everything they received. They really did say their prayers regularly. They really did sacrifice their time and their treasure and their talent to God. Tax collectors and sinners couldn't claim to be doing any of those things. Well, the Pharisees thought God desired the sacrifices that they made daily, every day. When the truth is that even in the Old Testament, God didn't want the sacrifices from sinners. He wanted to be merciful to them. And the Pharisees just didn't see that they needed the mercy of God. Do you? Do you? Are you terrified by your sins? Are you fearful of death? Do you have no righteousness of your own to offer God? Do you have nothing to give Him except for the merits of Jesus Christ? Then this meal is for you. Again, as we confess in the formula of Concord, true and worthy guests aren't the Christians who are strong in faith, but the weak, the fragile, troubled people. Not the sturdy and the comfortable ones, but people who are terrified in their hearts by the immensity and the number of their sins. People, not those who think that their sins aren't that many or great, but those who know their sins are many and great. It's not for those who think they are worthy, but for those who know they're not. That's the gospel, pure and simple. And how wonderful it is. How wonderful that this altar is for weak, terrified sinners. God the Son really and actually comes down to earth as both host and food for sinners to eat and to drink for forgiveness, to show them mercy. Praise God. Amen.